Tomorrow's News Today.
Clip right now, just to show you on record that we're not playing games, as if we need to prove that our track record is the most accurate for predictions and analysis there is. But this is directly from sources in the White House. I just called balls and strikes, and I talked to two different people that were in these cabinet meetings, the closed door ones, and they presented to President Trump in a 2-hour meeting one afternoon total proof of election fraud in all the battleground states, mail-in ballots, the mules, the manipulating the machines, the keeping illegal aliens on the rolls, the van showing up at 1 a.m. in the morning and key battlegrounds flown in from communist China, all filled out for Joe Biden. Everything you heard from all our sources and all our intel and proof back at the time in Georgia and in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Arizona, but also a bunch of other places that you thought were blue states. No, they're really purple or red. They have mass loads. And remember, I said specifically, they have massive proof across the board from his Election Integrity Commission, working with the DOJ, working with the states, working by filing all these lawsuits, where we already knew they had 250-something thousand illegal aliens that they knew were illegals in Arizona and let them vote. And then they kicked a bunch of real citizens off, remember? And a bunch of other scams there in Maricopa County. Well, now they've had to admit it. They've had to release all the documents. That's just, there's a lot of ways Trump's getting this, but this is exciting because the Democrats didn't win this off-year election last month. No. We could spend, when we did, hours on each key area, how they did it, and Trump was able to get hundreds of millions spent putting lawyers in and filing suits in every key district to be able to have his watchers there, have his lawyers there. It mitigated some of the fraud, huge turnout, so he was able to get over the hump. You got to override the fraud because there's only so much of it baked in the numbers, depending on the constellation of frauds that each sector uses, each state. And they've also got proof of them going into the machines and using remote access, hidden cell phone chips, flipping the votes. So everything you heard, it's crazy how accurate all the different whistleblowers everybody was. But I mean, it's not hard. The same stuff in Arizona, Michigan, Georgia, oh, a water main broke. Oh, we're going to put poster boards up over all the windows. Now, the law says you're supposed to be in here while we're counting, but we're going to say we're closing for the night, and we're going to put up poster board at midnight, and then people suing at the surveillance for footage inside, and they're up all night with stacks of the same ballots that they bring in briefcases and suitcases and wheelbarrows and on dollies, and they're just cramming them in, cramming them in, cramming them in. And then Giuliani talks about it. They have rigged court cases where he's defaulted, not allowed to show evidence. They just say there's no evidence. He's guilty. Then he goes bankrupt, and they seize everything he's got. Heard of that before? They just had a judge in Minnesota, federal judge, default Mike Lindell. Said, no evidence of fraud with these machines, no evidence of remote access, even on record, the remote access. And you're guilty. We're going to have a now show trial in 2026. That's how it works. But the good news is all the proof's coming out, and they are screwed, blued, and tattooed. We're going to come back with this and so much more today. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. And I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. It's Alex Jones.
Decades, really. Every month, every week, every day, as we go into the future, every year, everything just gets more intense, more insane. And now we're more aware of the corruption, but there's also more people, more science, more technology. Everything is sped up. Everything is accelerated towards the singularity. But I don't really ever see us getting to a singularity before we destroy ourselves. I don't really see it as one singularity, but a cascade of consolidations close to singularities in different sectors and systems and industries and in our own psyches and spirits. But that's coming up. There is now no doubt the globalists are trying to crash the market either this week or next week. I'm not saying they're going to crash it. They are trying. And Warren Buffett's out there pushing it. And he's sitting on the sidelines with the most cash anybody's ever had in history, privately, ready to move in and buy up every pennies on the dollar. And you've got the yen carry trade. Reportedly, it's going to end Friday. The Central Bank of Japan is set to vote. And I know most of you out there are like, oh, that's some weird technical global currency stock market stuff. Why do we care? Well, you will care. Because it will really undermine the bond market and it'll destabilize the dollar even further. And most analysts believe that if they do indeed raise their interest rates 75 basis points, the highest level in modern Japanese history, which will effectively end the yen trade, that it is going to cause a massive global stock market correction. And it could be a not just a correction, a crash. So we're going to be getting to that. Big developments there. And you see the corporate media piling on in 60 Minutes and CNN for months. Oh, the new Great Depression. It's over. The crash. Trying to kill Trump's recovery. And trying to discredit him by crashing it. But they already had this plan when Kamala got in. They wanted austerity. That's Agenda 2030. That's the Great Reset. But then they would pose as the saviors during that and set up the government grocery stores and even more welfare and control and universal basic incomes. Instead, Trump's trying to stop the crash and just have a correction. He's so exuberant, he thinks he can stop a correction. I don't really know economist I trust that's been really accurate, thinks that's possible. But he thinks he'll get blamed for a big correction, so he's trying to override that. And, hey, he's done things nobody's ever done before, so, okay, maybe he's right. I'll give him that. The point is, anybody not rooting for Trump, I mean, do you liberals and leftists have any idea what it's going to look like if we have a Great Depression right now? I mean, I'm not scared of getting killed or put in prison. I'm not physically scared myself of taking on tyranny, but I am scared, let's just say horrified, saddened by what it'll be like during a hardcore Great Depression worldwide, knowing how industry and supply chains work and how domesticated we are and how 80-something percent of us live in urban and city areas and are not self-sufficient at all. I mean, it is just, if you understand how all this works, it is nightmarish. Let's just say this. The Pentagon, in their war games, always says, oh, we're practicing to take out zombies. People say, what do you mean? The zombies don't exist. And they're like, well, during societal collapse, the public within about 10 days act worse than zombies in World War Z. And so that's what we're talking about here. Within a month, warlords rise up. I mean, what's the military going to do when they're guarding a nuclear weapons base? And here comes, 50,000 people down the highway with wanting into the base. I mean, it's just that's what the military trains for is to. That's the zombie training. If you're a new viewer, listener, you're like, that sounds insane. Just type in Marines Army train for zombie apocalypse if you've been hiding under a rock. And again, the Pentagon about 20 years ago was saying, look, the public really can't tell them during a collapse scenario we're, training to mow everybody down. Plus, we don't want to tell the troops that. Let's just tell them we're training for a zombie apocalypse. All of that is a metaphor for societal collapse, okay? Just so you know. So we're going to be getting to that later. That's a very important quadrant of what we're going to be getting into. Obviously, we have the latest, speaking of zombies, of the Islamic expansion and takeover that's going on right now. They're going into full jihad mode. That is the Muslim Brotherhood variety of Islam that is globally responsible for about 90% of violent actions and terrorism and all the colonization talk, and we're going to conquer you stuff. And you notice just suddenly the big imams, little imams, Islamic television, the big networks, the little networks, they're like, you are scum. We will conquer you. And yes, we're going to start killing all of you and we're taking over. That's because their numbers have gotten up to the point when the Quran says when you hit about 5, 6, 7%, then you have your mujahideen, low level under the orders of the imams of the military district leader, start attacking. But the imam then denies he's behind it. That is to push the infidels and kafirs out of the town so you can take it without official war, so it doesn't get the actual state to come against you. And then you just slowly over the next phase, that goes for about 20 to 40 years, Muhammad says, depending on the country. And you'll see the imams announcing that. And then after that, then they overthrow. And if you look at the timeline, France could fall within 10, Germany in about 20, UK within about 20 or 30. And now they're announcing on the plan line that is what they're following. They're following the Muhammad battle plan known as the Quran. So we'll get into the attacks in Australia, the attacks in Germany, the attacks on U.S. troops in Syria, the attacks here in D.C., more Christmas tree attacks, more truck ramming attacks, more foiled ramming attacks at a Christmas market in Bavaria. And meanwhile, you have Australian senators who aren't even Muslims wearing the actual Hamas battle flag green ribbon. That's their uniform, and it tells you what they're doing. It's universal, too. Like, and a black flag means no surrender. And then a black flag with a skull and crossbones on it means, and we're going to kill everyone, no quarter. And Arabs actually use those same codes as well. Well, that in Arabic, just for you know, is total commitment to jihad, violent jihad, and war, and to the martyrs, and to sacrifice themselves for the 40 virgins. It literally is what a suicide bomber wears if they're in the Muslim Brotherhood or Hamas. So she's wearing the battle flag of what you wear when you're preparing to die. And that's their Muslim uniform. So when I posted that, people said, that's not, it's just a green ribbon, you kook. Well, now it turns out she's on record celebrating Islamic takeovers and hating the West and the leftist fetish with all of it. And it turns out it's actually been in the news for years. That's what she's into. So, see, I know what these flags look like. I know what the Arabic means. I've been looking it up for decades. I know what an Al-Qaeda flag looks like. I know what an ISIS flag looks like. I know what different countries' weapon systems look like. I know the regions. I know the players. It's very interesting to me. So I know the people out there, somebody with knowledge is scary. So I post it and I say, look at this, senator celebrating, jihad. And people are like, that's not what that is. And of course, they looked it up. It is the battle flag of Hamas, which is also the battle flag of the Muslim Brotherhood. And they put it on when they go into battle. And when they send out suicide bombers, they put that on. Comprende. So, yes, you have a senator in Australia wearing a suicide bomber insignia. Just like if you're in the Army Rangers, you got an Army uniform, you've got the symbol of the Rangers or of the Airborne, a Screaming Eagle. All this mean stuff. So that's coming up. But it's absolutely stunning that all of this is going on. Now, the biggest news we've got that's positive is that what I was told by two different individuals that were in the White House a month ago and were in these cabinet meetings with the president was that Trump has absolute proof, and I heard them then list off what all the sectors of proof are. It's just everything. The Democrats throw a total assault of fraud, and they'll tailor it to each sector and the laws there and how they're able to do it. But it's breaking into the machines with hidden cell phone chips. It's the mail-in ballots, the fraud, the mules. It's the communist Chinese shipping in ballots already filled up, shipping them into the voting centers when they supposedly close at night, as they did all over the key battleground states. Oh, they're closed early. They were all trained, cover the windows, get to work. In come the trucks. You need more? Boom, get them in. And then when you get exposed, you just sue in a key jurisdiction where you control the judge, the Soros judge. They don't let any evidence in. They default Mike Lindell, Giuliani, all of it. Tell the jury they're guilty. Then the jury, gives $50 million or whatever it was with Giuliani. Giuliani's then destroyed. And they move on to the next person. And they say, oh, there was no proof. He was found guilty. No, he was defaulted, just like I was in my show trials. And they're doing it all the time now. They go, oh, you're defaulted because you didn't dot this I. And then that's not even true. So, as if you need to even know it's a fraud. Oh, here, we're closing tonight here in Georgia, here in Detroit. But we're just going to cover the windows up everywhere. And then, oh, guess what? We're busy beavers. Oh, we weren't closed overnight. We were doing something. And now we know where the ballots came from. They even had cases of the day of the election, the Chinese were panicking and had the jets landing in Pennsylvania, in Michigan. And remember, we even had USPS drivers who'd be, one guy was with them like 7 hours in Pennsylvania. He had postal inspector authorization. He said, this is all weird. I'm going to go look. This is supposed ballots, but I'm going to go look at these. He opens them up, and there's hundreds of these boxes, dozens, and he opens it. It's all filled out for just Joe Biden. And it's all the same. He goes, so then he sees the election fraud a few days later. He goes to the FBI, and they threaten to put him in jail. Remember that? The boldness of them thinking that they could get away with this. So I'm going to get to that, cover that, what Trump said coming up at the bottom of the hour, because it's a big deal and I want to go over it. But I've talked to two people that were in the meetings and saw the proof and what they're going to present, and so much more new is coming in. That's why they weren't going to release it a month ago, because it's so horrible, it's so bad. And just since then, you've seen in all these states, they're capitulating. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, where now the election officials are flipping. They're admitting it. Okay, yeah, this did happen. Because there's so many accomplices in on this. So many people told, hey, go out to these vans. Literal Chinese nationals drive up. Get them. Take them in there and run them over and over again until you get the number you need. That's why they closed all these states and all these key battleground counties. And around midnight, I can show you compilations of the news saying, oh, closed here, closed there. Well, they usually count overnight, but they've had some technical problems or a broken water main, which wasn't true, you know, all that. And so you remember the famous graph of the red of Trump above Biden. And all of a sudden, right at midnight, it takes about an hour or so to get the ballots in. Trump's here. Biden's here. And then, that's not how real graphs work. No, that's they shut down counting Trump, and they, dun-da-dun, the cavalry's here. Dun-da-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Remember Pelosi said, we don't care what they say on election night, Red Mirage. We will have the ballots no matter how long it takes. It may take weeks. Because they were just going to keep producing fake ballots and cramming them through, no matter how long they had to. She says, he will not be president. It does not matter. And she even said, don't worry, because we just know there's so many mail-in ballots coming in. I mean, these criminals, she's up there drunk on TV on vodka, just laughing at everyone. But I want to go to break with this report because it's so important, because I'm getting more into this later, how it ties into the attack on Elon Musk and more. If we are to survive, literally, I mean nuclear war, not just economically, the EU must fall. It's more dangerous than communist China now, because it sits between Eastern Europe, Russia, the UK, and the United States, and the British Empire. What's left of it is manipulating this into total war, and is still pushing all the carbon taxes and stuff that even China's abandoned. And so it's the home base of the globalists now. It's all they have left, and then their satellite blue cities and areas here. So they've still got a lot of power, but it's declining. So they need major crises to try to control world policy and drag us into hell with them. This is a very important report. And then I'm going to come back and get into more on the election fraud. But it's the EU must be broken up or we all die, which sounds like a sensational headline, but it's not. I mean, it's literally an unelected dictatorship that says they're going to drag us into total war with Russia. This is like if Hitler had nukes and the Russians had nukes. What would have happened there? I mean, it's just, but now there's so many of them too. And in all the war games, they start getting fired, it's game over. So this is a serious time to be alive. I've kind of set the table. There's a lot more than just that coming up. I'm going to drill through it all. So many clips, huge developments on the Islamic attack takeover, and so much more. But as I said, here is this report on the EU tyranny. And then we'll go to a short break and come back, and I'm getting into all of it systematically. Bam, bam, bam. And Rob Reiner, got some things to say about him, and may he rest in peace. But he certainly did not like me. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Here's the report. Every military analyst from China, Russia, the RAND Corporation, the Pentagon, no one disagrees. The International Atomic Association of Scientists with their doomsday clock in Chicago. It is the closest to nuclear war we've ever been on the threat escalation ladder.
We have a plan. We know what to do. So let us deliver. We must.
We will, of course, continue working closely with our partners in NATO. This is a moment for Europe and we are ready to step up.
The Secretary General of NATO warning about the prospect of war, and he put it in really stark terms. Yeah. He said, we are Russia's next target, and we are already in harm's way. And you sort of wonder why he's saying that now, and it's partly about a message to European people. You do need to spend money on defense, yes, but also getting people ready psychologically as well. Thing. Yeah.
Now we are dealing with the third form of totalitarianism. This time it is liberal totalitarianism. So they are going to sacrifice everything, any normal rational interests, any normal values, in order to promote their crazy maniac agenda.
He said a short while ago, in some previous comments earlier, that we must be prepared for the scale of war our grandparents or great-grandparents endured.
We all agree that Ukraine is our first line of defense. We have to step up the military support for Ukraine.
Unelected dictatorship, Ursula von der Leyen, allied with the British Empire, that's the modern Hitler, the real thing. That is psychotic megalomania. That will get us all killed. That's the number one threat on Earth right now. This witch.
I want the leader of the European Union, which is now Ursula von der Leyen, to be democratically elected, because now he's not elected. She comes inside the European Parliament and we say yes or no, but I think it's more of a show than actually a vote, because she makes deals with all the political parties from before to vote.
The real problem, it is the nuclear fight, war between Russia and United States of America. That is the last call. That is apocalypse. That is Armageddon. If we could limit, if we could reduce this danger, this threat to European Union, and if United States will stay out of it, I think that is the main reason why nuclear war will not happen.
Number one, the war is won. Russia has won. If you want to stop the bleeding, if you want to have some sort of impact on how much further the Russians go in terms of absorbing territory, then sit down and admit that the war is over, that they've won, and hammer out some sort of solution. Because if you don't, this nonsense sponsored by MI6, the CIA, and Mossad in Kiev is going to continue. And as it continues, the Russians will move forward until they're confident that they have secured enough space, not just territory, but space, frankly, that allows them to feel secure as a nation.
That Russia is not going to attack Europe. It's funny for us. It's laughable because we never wanted to attack Europe. Okay, let's put it in writing. But there are some people who are not particularly, shall we say, with us. I don't know. There may be some crooks when everything is being fed to the society and the citizens are scared and they want to hear that we don't have any aggressive plans towards Europe.
Our own GOP senators that are coming out against it. Let me give you a wild guess as to where they are personally invested with in regards to their stock portfolios. You guessed it.
Trump's got to take the gloves off. Don't just leave NATO. Break up the EU. There's all these states that don't want to be under it. Most of them didn't even vote to get in it. It literally was set up as a trade deal scam, Treaty of Rome in 56. Point out it's unelected. Point out they're killing all these AfD candidates. Point out it's the new Hitler. And just break it up. We can do this. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. When I asked Grok about the benefits of creatine, this is what Grok said at the end. Bottom line, creatine is one of the few supplements that consistently lives up to the hype for strength, power, muscle growth, brain function. If you lift weights or do any explosive sport, it's basically a no-brainer. But speaking of no-brainer, When you really study creatine, it's what it does for the brain and everything else in the body. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Now, you can front load with 20 milligrams for a week or so is what the experts and doctors and people recommend and fitness people. But after that, you just take one a day. And most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven. It's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is it's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs, potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue, possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc., may benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. And our incredible creatine gummies come in two flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. Our sponsor, Bigly, went through dozens and dozens of different formulations with top formulators, and this is hands down absolutely delicious. Now, these taste so good, you're going to have to hide them from your children. But if gummies aren't the thing for you, we've got the amazing pure powder. It's all available again right now at thealexshowstore.com for up to 40% off. Again, this is creatine monohydrate. Look it up. It's the gold standard. And it is so good for your body. Get yours now at thealexshowstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up in Australia, the globalist government there, it's one of the worst. Almost all the parties are totally controlled. Massive election fraud, even worse than here. They're warning of right-wing extremism and saying that's the big threat, and not condemning Islam, not condemning the Muslim Brotherhood, not condemning ISIS that's taking credit. No. Right-wing white people are the danger. We have video of them saying that. And you've got the regional leader saying, oh, we've got to get rid of these big guns. See, now all they have is bolt action and pump shotgun. for farmers, and so these guys got those somehow. They've taken all the other guns. Everybody else was disarmed. The police just stood down while they blasted everybody, the two jihadis. And now they're saying, we're going to take all the guns now. And then the Muslims who are in the police departments, they'll just hand them over to their buddies. That's how it always works. So they're going to bring in the jihadis, let them attack you, and then take all your rights away. Isn't that cute? I'm going to get to that, too. And we're going to open the phones up. You know, the real Crocodile Dundee back in the early 90s, they passed the total ban on all semi-autos, you name it, handguns, you name it. They banned over 90% of guns. He was an outfitter, really out in the outback, just like the guy in the movie and looked just like him, but he had guns. They came and tried to kill him, had a big shootout. He killed a couple of the police, but they killed him. I mean, that's how serious these people are. And they have a formula to take your guns, just like we told you in the last decade. They register all the guns in Canada, next they'll confiscate them. And now they banned almost every type of gun. And now they're saying they're going to confiscate the few types they allowed you to have. And, oh, right after that, they ban all your speech and pass laws that you can't read from the Bible. That's being passed right now, this week. Can't make it up. That's how the formula of tyranny works under communist or fascist regimes. So that's coming up. Now, you remember about a month ago, and we're going to find the clip. I did probably five shows on it, but we'll... I haven't had time to search myself. I'll find it. I just like to show you. Because I revealed from my sources more than Trump just revealed. So you're, again, getting another first look on what's about to come out. And more information that's now been discovered that I can update you on. But once we archive this to X and Rumble later, we're not live. We'll have nice little slices for you up front. Because I just like to not just say I told you this and my sources were right. You already know that, but we just like to every time do it. It's very important. Now, President Trump drops a bomb. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition. It's coming out in truckloads. And he's talking about his task force and his federal coordination with the DOJ, the FBI, the state attorney generals, the watchdogs, the eyewitnesses, the civil lawsuits, the federal lawsuits, the RNC lawsuits that have been winding their way through the courts and are bearing fruit. And what happens in almost every case? Everything we said was going on in 2020 is exactly what we said, except it's worse. Worse. In red states, one of their favorite things is to and keep... big cities is in Republican districts and Republican precincts, you give them bad ballots that are sabotaged and are 3 inches too short and don't work. So those all just get put to the side. Then they don't get counted. They do that in Houston, do it in Maricopa County, Phoenix. That's one of their big game changers. This year they indicted the big election official in Houston. He got caught doing it directly. And then, of course, you have the mules where you have all the mail-in ballots and use COVID, and then they go to these distribution hubs, and then they're all handed hundreds of them a day to go out and take pictures to, so they get paid to make sure that they put those in the drop boxes. Then you got China was the main culprit shipping in pre-printed real ballots, and then you close down the facilities on election night and at other key points the next few days or weeks, whatever you need, and you just keep cramming those in. And then even if enough Chinese ballots don't show up, well, you just keep running the same ones over and over again. But you've got to cover up the windows so nobody can see you. You've got to kick out election watchers, even though they've sued and by the law are allowed to be there. But then, they sue the surveillance camera stuff in Michigan, in Georgia, and everywhere else. And sure enough, they're there bringing in the dollies and then cramming them in and then going, you'll see them talking, you don't hear the audio, obviously, oh my God, there's not enough because they're looking at the numbers. Well, just run them again, and they'll start arguing, all right, do it. And it's just red-handed, there it is, totally confirmed. What do? We just have a rigged court case with a Soros judge. The judge defaults Giuliani. The judge defaults Mike Lindell and hundreds of other people. And then you go to a jury and you say, he's guilty. He's a liar. No evidence is shown. Then they can just lie about you. You can't defend yourself. And then the jury takes everything you got. They just defaulted Lindell, federal judge, 2 months ago in Minnesota. And I know all about it because they tested it on me. And that's how it works, folks, because they're coming for you. And listen, they don't just put Soros judges in and DAs in so that they can let criminals and murderers and communists and child molesters out. That's just a little gift to their constituency and illegal aliens and people that have huge rap sheets. No. They're really putting the Soros people in to weaponize the criminal justice system and the civil system with lawfare, and they brag about it. And they have the same systems in Europe and the UK and everywhere where they throw you in jail for standing up for corruption peacefully. This is the new totalitarianism. This is their new operation. And it's hiding in plain view. It's all come out in Congress and the courts and the lawsuits, that not just with me, but with everybody, the DOJ, the CIA, with PR firms, with the corporate media, with big tech, all get together in big Zoom meetings and big war games, and they say, all right, here's our targets today. And millions of Americans have been targeted at different levels of the attack. Trump at the highest level of attacks, his family, his key supporters, and then down into state officials and others. Oh, the Secretary of State, totally a Soros operative put in by her. She literally worships Soros, works for him. She publishes days before the election all the code keys so people can wirelessly break into the machines and steal the election. It's a total crime. You get one of the election officials sees it. It's their job to preserve the evidence. Puts a thumb drive in to save it, give it to the FBI. Tina Peters. And they confiscate that and they say, you're never leaving prison, honey. You got to send a message to everybody else. Don't you ever expose our fraud again. And they don't want her out so she can testify against them. But guess what? Trump's got all the proof. And that's part of what is in what's coming out. We have their ass. They never thought Trump would get back in. And so, yeah, the DOJ's weak and still corrupt. Better than it was. But Trump's got all these other levers and all these Republican attorney generals, people like Ken Paxton and others, were in blue cities inside our red states. They did this. And so we have them, but we have to go for the jugular. And again, I'm told, and it's exactly what even when Trump says we're about to release it, a lot of it's already come out. Remember Tulsi Gabbard in the last 6, 7, 8 months has released a bunch of documents from the Office of National Intelligence, that means scooped up from the NSA everywhere, that the communist Chinese were shipping computers, chips, into Taiwan for the voting machines for a bunch of the big companies with the cell phone wireless chips, not a whole cell phone, just the phone part, just a tiny part of a phone. We call it a phone, it's a supercomputer, but the actual phone part's tiny. Part that does that. And so they can access these, and then they ship them to Venezuela, and then the machines come up here. And this has been going on for 20 years, but they now have the proof. Okay, that's the big one that's coming out. And the mail-in ballots, all of it, it's just beyond devastating. And you noticed in 2024, in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, and the key places they steal them, there was such a landslide that Trump was ahead of Kamala, and then they went, oh, we're stopping voting again. But no one was going to buy broken water mains and stuff like that again when they weren't supposed to. Oh, we've got a computer glitch. Well, Trump spent hundreds of millions of dollars of money you donated to him to have all his lawyers and experts at all those key battlegrounds, and there it was. We showed the video right at midnight, right when they said they were going to close. Here come the vans. And here are the lawyers and the police and the state police and everybody. And in those states, dramatic footage we showed on election night. We need to dig that back up and show it. The vans turn and leave. Oh, more ballots are coming in. Really? We're going to look at those. Actually, I got a call from the election official that they say we're delivered to the wrong place. Bye. Don't you know they got their plate numbers, all of it? It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Now, whereas this FBI in some areas is doing a good job, in many areas sitting on its hands, the old FBI would go and harass all the election officials and the postal service drivers that said, I've been sitting here 7 hours. What are all these other trucks? They're all dropping off ballots. This is weird. I drove in from out of state. How are these ballots that they say have been counted being delivered to this tabulation center a few days before and then happening again after the election? I'm going to go look at what's in these boxes. And the Chi-Coms were so lazy. Well, I guess they were ordered by the Democrats because I guess they wanted to pre-program the machines how they wanted for the down ballot, that it was only filled out for Biden in almost every case. But some were filled out for Democrat senators. But it was all Democrat. That is beyond red-handed. He needs to be testifying to Congress. We remember that guy? What's his name? I forget. And then there was a couple more. So are you starting to get and understand how ultra, mega, completely massive this is? But as it also makes you think, how dangerous are the globalists that they know they're this cornered? You know, Viktor Orban, now that they have shut down the Soros NGOs and the very same lawfare societies actually run by members of the Supreme Court. Over in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they go over there in symposiums, Supreme Court justices, and they set all this up and run the exact same system over there. Well, guess what? As soon as Orban was able to shut all this down, he stopped winning by 55%. He started winning by 70, 75, 80. Because that's what he was really winning by. But there was so much fraud that it didn't look like that. It just looked like he was barely getting elected. Think about that. There are no blue cities. There are no blue states. The Democrat Party is as popular as cancer. California is not blue. It is red. And their only hope was to get enough illegal aliens in and get them to vote to override that. And that's still not enough. So as Trump kicks them out of the country, already 2.5 million, you're like, well, that's not enough. Well, he had to turn all the enforcement back on. Yeah, prosecutors link L.A. contract to Smartmatic fund as voting firm takes battle Fox in court. Yeah, it's all coming out. All their lawsuits are blowing up their face. They're trying to drop all their lawsuits because everybody right now. Smartmatic just got indicted, running election scams and payoffs around the world. Well, they don't just export this stuff to, it's not just Smartmatic. So see, the chickens are coming home to roost. Hallelujah. So that's why we got Mike Lindell on with all the latest developments on election fraud and what's coming out. And you saw him. You know, he's been pessimistic before when enough wasn't being done. He was on last week. He said, no, you're about to see big stuff. That's what I'm told. Well, that's exactly what I was told to people in the meetings. And now you got Trump coming out and saying it. So when I give you good news, folks, I wasn't just making that up like these other talk show hosts do. I told you, and you're about to see it. But this brings us to the maximum danger point because the globalists are cornered rats. President Trump drops a bomb. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition. It's coming out. And Truckles, we're going to play that moment. And then look, 83% of Hungarians believe foreign powers could interfere in 2026 elections, poll reveals. Well, of course they do. They're not stupid. They've caught them. But they're coming after Trump with an economy crash. And I'm going to get into that and then get into what looks like a cover-up of what happened at Brown University in Rhode Island. We're getting all the latest Islamic attacks and how the left's trying to defend that and cover that up. And we're going to take your phone calls. And then Lindell's on for an hour. We're going to take some calls then, too, but we'll election calls. And then in the fourth hour, I'll continue with calls here today. But let's go ahead and go to this short clip of Trump.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating. Because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads. And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85 to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California, because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
Now, I've been saying California was rigged for 25 years because I have interviewed all of the top election experts, basically, and then the whistleblowers on the ground. That's what I got from the experts. It wasn't like I thought this and just, no. Once Democrats get control, you never go back red unless you expose the fraud. I mean, look how corrupt they are about everything else, of course. And look how they've been caught. That's why they're just a pack of scum and filth. Amazing. But I want to get into the Achilles heel here, and that's the economy. And I want to get into how they're going to try to crash the stock market. I don't know if they're going to do it before the Japanese central bank votes to get rid of the carry trade, or they use that to crash the market. That helps them get over the top and finally get it done. And then they just obfuscate and act like it's been Trump's policies that caused it. But they've already teed Trump up that he's going to crash the economy and he has terrible ideas to try to repudiate that because these ideas are antithetical to the globalist parasitic model. And you did not discredit Trump, but anybody else that tries this, other nationalists around the world, because the Trump effect, all these other nationalists are being elected. Just look at Chile. Look at another Eastern European government just fell to the nationalists in an uprising. It was peaceful. So I don't get to that. I mean, this is a populist mega wave. So all they can do is censorship and lock us up and use the military on us and election fraud and economic collapse to be blamed on our good leaders before they have time to turn it around. So this is economic terrorism. That's coming up. I want to open the phones up on any of the issues, the Islamic terror attacks, the left defending it, trying to say it's not an Islamic terror attack. Flynn predicted it. A week before the National Guard got shot, he said, I think in the next 20 days to 2-3 months, we're going to see the Muslim Brotherhood uprise. And now you've seen Muslim Brotherhood operatives kill people basically every day around the world. And a whole bunch in Australia Sunday. So, and I've been saying, look for that. And remember, they're allied at the highest political levels with the globalist left who's brought them in and works with them. The Arab Spring was run, and the head of the Muslim Brotherhood when he was president was Obama. Obama went over there and met with them when they overthrew Egypt. And it came out then that he was in command of the Muslim Brotherhood and then was exporting weapons and money to them all over to attack in Sudan, attack in Kenya, attack all over. That's a real statement I just said. Even I saying it, it just sounds crazy. And Fast and Furious wasn't just about framing gun owners by shipping millions of guns into Mexico. No, most of those guns were sent there to be sent to the Muslim Brotherhood. And that came out in federal court. And Eric Holder was running it. I mean, there's no statute of limitations on arming terrorists. A bunch of the weapons got sent to Sudan and to Kenya to try to overthrow the Kenyans and blow up their shopping malls. I mean, don't forget all this stuff, people. People go, oh, the Muslim threat's not that big. People just raise it up to distract from Israel. You can have issues with Israel all day and involve in our issues and drag us into wars. Okay, so do I. You can have, you know, two things in your mind at the same time. No, the Islamic threat is as real as it gets, 2 billion of them. And the Muslim Brotherhood is the most aggressive strain and the biggest. And they are now announcing jihad and violence, and it's accelerating, and they're allied with the globalist left that opened the drawbridge for them and gives them weapons. Why do you think Biden did that fast pull out of Afghanistan and gave him $87 billion of weapons? Where do you think that's going? Why do you think they gave Iran 50-something billion dollars? You think they're playing games? It's the globalists. That's why Islam's such a threat, because they have, we have traitors running the West that are orchestrating the downfall. People have to get sophisticated and actually have some history out there. I mean, I am blown away by the mental retardation. Because I worry about you guys. It's not the criticism I care about. It's about you. I will literally post, oh, look, Chernobyl's leaking again. We've got a problem. Or, oh, look. It's like, why are you covering up for Jews? Or, oh, man, this hurricane sure devastated this area. Please donate. Jews. You know, look, the Muslim Brotherhood is celebrating the murder of all these, you know, Jews. Yeah, why you care about them Jews? Well, A, I don't want to kill the Jews. And B, the Muslims want to kill all the Christians too, you dumbasses. So there's a lot of right-winger populace, not a lot, but it's a big minority, that literally love Islam. They all kissy-fishy all over the internet, and they have joint symposiums together, and they talk about the, you know, national white alliance with Islam. You guys are idiots. Absolute. I'm explaining to you like this, like you're 5 years old. You won't even know what it is, though, to you fake nationalists, fake Christian patriots. If I had a glass of water here and a glass of water right here, and one had a couple tablespoons of arsenic in it, and the other had a couple tablespoons of cyanide in it, and I'm like, don't drink the arsenic and don't drink the cyanide. And you're like, why are you covering up for the arsenic? And I'm like, or here's an easier one. There's a box right here, and it's got 5 or 6 black widows in it and 5 or 6 brown recluses. Both deadly, both can kill you. And I don't want to stick my hand in either box. Can you understand that? Like, I don't want a heart attack, and I also don't want cancer. See, it's like, you understand that shit. You understand, right? You can get that in your head. But the Muslims are funding a lot of this Israel obsession, that Israel is in total control of everything, including what time you have a bowel movement, to try to take over our populist movement so that we'll stand out and let them take over. No, you can stand up for sovereignty when Israel tries to push us around. And you can do it to the Muslims, too, and they're allied with the globalist left. Look at the universities. Look at Soros. Look at it, you idiots. The threat is real. Yeah, Europe's further down the rat hole than we are, but we're getting drug into it, too. And there's not long to turn this around. Good God. But I realize most of you don't have any depth. All you know is a bunch of anti-Jew terms, and you think that's the whole universe. It's not. We'll be right back.
I tried Methylene Blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, you know, the Methylene Blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV, or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying Methylene Blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of Methylene Blue because of how well it works. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second, thealexjonesstore.com. We're selling out of a lot of your incredible items. They're still fully in stock, but they're going to sell out soon if you don't get it now.